Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
That was Yuka Rose, and the song was Fever from Bali. You guys asked for it, and here we are. It's like it's gone wild. You wanted it, we have it. We're doing back the music you want. You asked for it, we're giving back. Tonight is our June Madness night. Get ready, sit back, and have some fun. You know what Thursday nights bring. Thursday nights when we take our little train and we roll up to, first we stop off in Maine, and we pick up our wonderful, phenomenal, psychic, healing friend, who just likes to have fun. We had a big joke, we had some games played, and we had some people asking the Bachelorette game, and they said Dina would be the real positive one, and they're probably Bachelorette number three. You would take Dina and go out because you wanted to laugh and knew she'd be a lot of fun. I said, I'm going to say this over the air, and Ted told me in New York, if you do this, I'm going to hurt you. So I probably won't be seeing Ted in New York, but that's what we're going to start with tonight. We're going to relax. We have a double show. We have a Mercury retrograde tonight. So those of you who know, Blog Talk had to jump in. There's another phenomenal host that's on. Those of you know him from Saturday. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk and we're going to have a little bit of experience. We're going to give away some prizes tonight. We've got a lot of books here. We've got a signed book of Learning the Psychic Realm. We've got a book by Pamela Cummings here. We've got June Madness. Gary Wimmer, not to be outdone, has two of his books going to be given away tonight. So those of you who like the litmusy, grab a hold. You don't know if we're going to give them away over the phone. You don't know if we're going to give them away in the chat room. We don't know what we're going to do. We're just going to go with what the Holy Spirit or the energy of whoever's on this radio tells us in the light to do. So I want you guys to get excited and to get fun and get ready to talk with Dina and Andrew. We have always done this as we call a psychic circle, so I know all of you guys are going, what are you doing now, Jethro? What I'm going to do is we're going to take turns and we're going to let the caller that gets in, we'll get to talk with Dina. The caller that gets in, we'll talk to Andrew, and then we'll go back. Due to limited time and space, and because we've got so much going on, I love you guys. We will give you a little bit of a limit, and it's nothing bad. I had someone tell me, Jethro, you were on Saturday with Andrew, and you kicked me off the phone, and I wasn't even on 4 minutes. I am sorry that you felt that way, but when I go the minutes and I watch here, I have a clock. There's like three of them right here. I only go so much, and I also go by how many people are behind you. We have a lot of fans. We love all of you. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Let's get ready to go wild. Dina, how are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm great. I came back from a great vacation, and I'm ready to roll. How you doing?
Well, okay, other than I found out if you are a pale Dutch person, do not lay out in the sun in Florida unless you want to be the Dutch oven. Now they call me Hot One in not a good way. I am really sunburnt, and I'm really revved up. I've got all this energy. Mercury retrograde is always a busy time for all of us psychics. It's been hilarious. I've had people be from 20 minutes late to appointment. So I had a lady come in that wasn't even going to have an appointment till next week. She got her appointment. Someone with a name close to hers is still out there looking for me on New Orleans. I don't live on New Orleans. I don't know what's over New Orleans, but this lady is still having a Mercury. So for you out there, please be careful when you're taking readings because it's been Mercury. Have you been having it, Dina Flanagan? Have you been having the retrograde with Mercury going crazy?
Yeah, it's not yet because, like I said, I was on vacation, but it was kind of different. I have been, I did take that back, for a week now or 2 weeks, people have been acting weird. Really, really strange, bizarre situation happening that, like, you can't figure out, like, well, am I on the, we all on the same planet? So so I have had that, even though we just entered into it, it started for me, like, yeah, a week prior to it.
You always, the Libras do it. Let's bring in our other host and see what's going on here. Andrew, how are you, and are you having Mercury retrograde?
I'm doing excellent, yeah. Last night I had a bit of an interesting evening with some of my clients and myself, just heightened sensibility, energy. I was actually pretty rocking last night, but it made me really sore when I woke up this morning, though. So it was kind of interesting for me, myself.
Now, the healing of these friends, are you telling us something adult? Should we know this? I'm going to on her.
No.
And this single. Hey,
as you.
Okay. Sorry, teasing you.
As you all, as some of you guys know, I did move into a new apartment, so I had all that extra energy. After I got settled in, moved in, I had a couple clients I spoke with, and I did have a couple odd situations with some of them that I know, just kind of like one of those, well, that just came out of the left field. So then after I had all that extra energy, did some Reiki work over the phone, I woke up and I was pretty much like sore, so I think I overdid, or I channeled so much energy because my own sensibility or energy, my own body was just focused so much, and it just feels like my whole body was aching this morning when I woke up. It's one of those days I didn't want to get out of bed.
I find that just, you know, with the energy we were talking about, everybody's saying, you healers, you and Dina both are healers, and we have this exciting night. Everybody's like, Andrew's on the busiest night Thursdays, and Andrew's a lot of fun. We've worked together, and Kelly's worked with Andrew. Andrew, you have an ability with Reiki healing and also a sense with individuals. Can you tell honestly what we have a lot of new people in this. In July, we're going to have all the amateurs coming through Saturday. And I tease you guys because we're amateurs too. But we're going to have people coming who want to apply and get on with the family. And they're going to come through Saturday. Those of you who get to meet our new newest latest member, Matisha Royal. You're going to love her. She's phenomenal, very intuitive. Andrew, what would you tell these new people that are coming on with this family? Is there any warnings you would say? What do you, you can say with the people. We're all listening.
Yeah, hold on tight, because it's been a ride for me. I've only been here for a couple weeks myself, and let me tell you, the energy is phenomenal. I've met some really great people, new clients, great exposure, and it's been an interesting ride, to say the least. And you got your ups and downs, but, you know, the energy with you guys has been great. Thank you for having me, and I've enjoyed my time when I do these shows with you guys. And as far as a little heads up from everybody else, just, you know, sit down and hold on. It's going to be a fun ride.
I was out here with a sunburn. I'm over at the store, and I laugh at the lady. They're all handing out stuff, and I'm buying a big, you know, gallon of aloe vera. Ooh, not walking. This woman's discussing metaphysical, and she turns around to the other lady, and she goes, you're going to love this healer. You only have to go 250 miles to see him down here. He's able to do this. And she goes, we're now getting to where we can talk with him, and we go in. And they were trying to I guess this is an older healing method. I apologize to you, sir, down here in Florida. But I, you know, me and my big mouth, I'm like, I can tell you healers. Dina does it through the phone, and I go, Andrew will do it anywhere. And I laugh because the lady looked at me, and she's like, healing? I go, well, of course. That's what got the subject going. But I was like, you know, come on. So I gave her the thing. I said, call the 773 number. The psychic's gone wild. So, ma'am, I am Jethro. I couldn't tell you. I was the burnt one behind you that was going, ooh. I don't tell people at stores because they want me to read, and it's like, you didn't want me to read at that point. I was so close to tears. All I could think of was, help me, mama. So we're ready to go. We're going to start out with our first listener. We've had the most positive work again. Dina's going in July, and so is Andrew, to Canada. You guys put in, you always vote on psychicsgonewild.com. Put in now for August. But we've got all of our positions filled, and Dina's going on one day in August, a Friday, and so is Andrew. We'll work that out. We are reaching over an estimated people. They told me that we're way over the 100,000 mark there with 103.9 FM. I bless all you guys. I thank you. Me and Gary Wimmer just did the show. Dina, you've done the show. Can you tell Gary, or tell, I'm sorry, Andrew, what it's like to be on the A1R, the Spirit Radio?
Oh, A1R is fun. It's over just as soon as it starts, though. Like, you're just getting into it. And because we're used to doing the hour and a half here, the 25 minutes there or half hour is like it goes by so quick. You're having so much fun, and you're trying to get everything in that short time. It's just a really, really good time. Really good time.
You were going so quick. You were telling stories about your family, and you were telling this energy, and I was, like, so impressed with you. I knew that you were going there. Well, we got a bunch of people going to go and bang on Jethro's head. We will be taking a break in between, so you can have a little drinky-winky. Please stay sober. We got to drive. I want you guys to have fun. We are going to start out with before we give a prize away, we've got 256 would like to talk with Dina, and then 858 with Andrew. So here we go, 256. Would you like to ask your question of Dina?
Yes, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. My question is about relocation. I just got a job offer in Georgia, and it's in DeKalb County, Georgia. And I'm just in the process of looking for a place to stay, and I want to know if I should be looking for a condo or an apartment. Some guidance in that area.
Well, what they're showing me is the place that you're going to find. It's a little it's like on the end. It's a little private. There's a lot. There's woods around it, or you know, it's kind of private. So, but not like way out in the sticks private. What I'm saying is like make some get in feet or just there's privacy around it. And then there's probably two or three units. So I'm not quite sure if it's a condo or an apartment, but when you're looking, that's what you're going to see, and it's light colored. So I don't know if it's white, off-white, yellow, right in there. I don't know, but it's light-colored. And it has, they keep throwing me like a dead-end street or something. And it has like a driveway that kind of goes around a little bit. So I don't know. Do you have to know ahead if it has to be a condo or an apartment, or are you going to go down and look first?
I'm going down to look.
Okay, because they showed me. They said, be looking for this.
Okay.
So when you get down there, you'll know it when you see it. That's what it's going to kind of look like. And you're going to like it. It's going to be a good spot for you. I just don't see you being in, like, a really crowded area. I feel you need a little space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Exactly.
You know, you look privacy, a little space. Yeah. So you will find it. That's what it's going to look like.
Okay. Thank
Kimberly,
you.
Thank you. But
yes.
To win your prize, you were one of our prize winners. You have to answer one of three questions to see what prize you've won. If you had a choice, and yeah, don't you run for me, girl. When you're out on the beach and you're sitting there and you have had a really good day, you have three choices. You can pick someone who's talking to the sky. You can pick someone who's putting their hands on someone. Or you can pick someone who is also handling work. What would you say would be the choice you would pick? You have to pick one.
What was the last one you said? Because I didn't hear the last one.
Mercury retrograde. You got to take that. No, I'm kidding. It's Mercury retrograde. Kimberly, I love you calling in. This is our fun night. What I'm asking, okay, you've got now this, and you know this is a metaphysical. Visualize with me. Would you choose someone who's looking up into the sky, someone who is laying their hands on? We'll give you a hint because I know people are going, what is this man talking about? So looking up into the sky, there's someone who's reading energy. They're sensing the guide. If they're laying hands, they're a healer. Don't get nasty minds on me, people. And then the third one was you have someone who's sociably talking to everyone. Which person would you choose to talk to if you had to pick one?
Probably the one that had their hands to the sky.
Okay, so the looking to the sky or hands on? You've tried to get both. You can only have one price.
What'd you say?
You say the hands on, is that correct?
Yes.
You're the proud winner of those of you who listened in back 6 months ago of Meg Blackburn Lucy PhD, touching what miracles are made of the light, healing body, mind, and spirit by emerging with God consciousness. You are the proud winner of it, Kimberly. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Stone Wild.
Okay, thank you.
You'll get that number. I'll get that sent to you. And thank you. We've got Kimberly here and from South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Blessings to you, and thank you for calling in. We are getting the phones full. Let's go to our next person here. Now you guys see how we do this. You never know what you get, but you get something from us. Usually stress. No, I'm teasing. 858, you know, you're on Psyche's Gone Wild, and you're here with our wonderful Andrew Romine. What question do you have?
Oh, hi, Chitra. Hi, how are you? The only problem I called, I wanted to speak to Dina. Is it okay for me to ask Dina my question?
I will, but I'll let you wait just a second. We'll go on the next one so Andrew gets his turn to rotate, but we'll hold on to you. No problem. We love with that. We got another caller here, 805. Did you have a question for Andrew?
Hi, yes. Hi, Andrew. My name is Donna. Hi. I've been talking to this fellow that lives on the East Coast. He's a friend of a friend who I've known for 30 years, and he's known this man for 30 years, too. And the second time I called over there, he picked up the phone. He was visiting, and we really hit it off, and we have a lot in common, and we're both single. And do you see this going further?
Yes. Actually, the link I saw, your friend,
I can't hear you too well, Andrew.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better now. Thanks.
Okay, sorry. I do see this going. The gentleman that you're friends with, other one, he seems to be a good link. I do see that the only way that this will actually get further is a physical meet. So that way you two can talk in person, get to know each other. It's gone as far as it's going to go over the phone because you're both cautious. You two will have to meet in order for this to go further. So I do see the meet going really, really well. I see an instant connection already.
Yeah, I might end up going out there at one point.
yes, I do see it going well. Like I said, you talk enough on the phone, you know, converse via internet or the phone, but it won't actually get to the level where you're at because you're both cautious on both ends. If you actually meet in person and have some, like, mudger at a, or even possibly might roll into an overnight. You never know. On my cars, I got the world just right side up, so show me that everything's going to be together. Then I got an Ace of Swords, which was my nature of the business to have any knowledge.
You're kind of fading out a little.
Hey, Andrew, we got to have
you be better now.
Yeah, there's better. We've got to keep close to
mine. Sorry. The second card I got was the Ace of Swords. This is telling me the distance and space. Once you guys come together, the first card's going to start coming back together, the four elements represented by the world. And then the stars is what's going to come out. Means this is showing me that there will be no limit. Only you guys will be setting the limit on this relationship. Whether you go out and meet them on the East Coast, you visit for a couple of days, but when you go back home, wherever that is, the bond will stay firm. So it will get stronger as you go, but I do recommend meeting before it can go any further. Take your time to get to know him, but this is a good connection. I do feel good energy between you two.
Yeah, we had a super connection. Yeah, and yeah, I plan on going real slow because, you know, we're both 60 years old, and, you know, it'd be nice to have a, like, a best friend, you know?
Exactly. That's why I said you're both cautious on each side of this, so that's why you're not going to let it get too far on the phone. You're both in your heart and soul both saying, meet in person. That's why that's how you feel when you talk to him on the phone. You know how your heart gets raised a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, he's already in your life. Like, just know him forever.
Yeah.
Meet him in person, and you'll work just perfectly.
And then when we meet in person, it's going to, you know, be really good then, right?
Yes, you will not be disappointed when you meet in person.
Oh, good.
The connection, best friend, I even see possibly, hold on, let me throw out some more. It could mean that you either move to him or he moves to you, whichever way. I'm assuming you're on the West Coast?
I'm on the West Coast, yeah.
Okay, and then it would just be up to you which one you want to do. You go to him or he'll move to you. But
yeah,
that's
okay, because
see,
we both have traveling in common, and he has a home over in Europe, too, so we could always, like, live part of the year over in Europe.
Oh, okay. Like I said, this is a good thing. Take your time. You're both cautious. But once you guys meet, it'll be an instant connection, even stronger than you feel now.
Wow. Oh. How wonderful. I'm excited.
We thank you. We want to make sure you're in on our wild here. I definitely have a favor from you. I have your telephone number. Would you like to have a free gift?
Pardon me?
Would you care for a free gift?
Oh, I would love one.
Okay. We have down here, we had back about 8 months ago on Psyche's Gone Wild, we had the wonderful Maureen McGill and Nola Davis. They wrote a book called Live from the Other Side, and you are the proud winner of it. Very phenomenal book. You're welcome. I apologize. We only have your phone number, but I will give you my phone number. We can exchange phone numbers, whatever. I just need your snail mail. I had someone say, well, your psychic just will figure it out, and I can't. I'm good, but if I start doing that, I'll be working for the federal.
Do you want me to tell you it?
No, not over the air, honey, but I want you to write it to Psyche's Gone Wild. If you would do it on psychestonewall.com, because if you do it over
I'll
the air...
Oh, I'll write you there and leave it there for you. My address?
And yes, your address, and I will send it to you, and I've got your phone number, so we know who you are. Thank you for calling in. You've been a very fun person, and you and Andrew, we know what's happening now. I think Gone Wild didn't just do madness. We got a little silly tonight. I can feel the energy from you here. You're like, you enjoyed your reading.
Very much, yes, very much. Thank you.
Thank you. You're why I do this show, and I want to thank you for calling in.
Yes, and thank you very much. I appreciate everything. Thank you.
No problem. We are giving away stuff. We're going madness. We're going to go to the room in a bit, but we've got one more prize here and one caller that wants Dina 858. You asked for it. You got it. Here's our Dina.
Hi, Dina. Hi. Thank you so much, Yitra.
Hi.
Hi, Dina. How are you? Good, thanks. I'm going for the interview in a couple of weeks. I applied for two jobs, and these are two full-time jobs that I really want to hope to be hired for. Do you think that I will get any of them, or it will not happen?
What's your name?
Shauna.
Shauna? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like that these two jobs, are they a little different from each other?
Yeah, they're both, well, they're in the same department, but they're different.
Yeah, different. That's what they're showing me. Because they're showing me that the job for you is going to be more of the one that you want. They're saying more of the one that you want. So I'm not sure if these two are going to be it for you, but you will, it's like they're saying number three. So I don't know if it's the third one you're going to get. You know,
oh, there is no third job. The company had a hiring freeze for 3 years, and they just opened now these two jobs because someone retired. And it's been like 3 years.
They kept showing me a three, so that could be the hiring freeze for 3 years. But I still feel like even if you get one of these, another job is going to come up. So that if you get one of these, it will be good, which I'm feeling like interview number two. But I'm still feeling a third job. I'm feeling like there's a third, another one that's going to come up a little later. So
what do you mean later? How much later?
Like later in the year. They're saying later in the year. So that the interview number two is the one that I see you have a better chance at, the second interview you go for. And,
yeah, each
and
of them will have two interviews. Each of them will have two interviews because the way that they're hiring, they do the first initial interview, then the second final interview when they decide about the candidate. So each job will have two interviews, like four interviews altogether.
Right, but we'll go for one before the other, correct?
Well, the first one is in July. The second one probably end of July, August, because it's not closed yet. It's still being advertised. So I was called for the first one for the interview, and I'm pretty much sure I will get interview for the second one because the first one is a higher level than the second one.
Yeah, because they're showing interview number two is when. So it could be the second interview that they tell you, but that's what they're saying, interview number two. But it's the one that you want more. It's the one they keep saying, the one you want more.
Well, the first one pays more than the other one. I'm not sure which one I want more because the first one actually pays much more than the second one.
Yeah, but is it the one you want to do?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like this has more to do than just with pay. This has to do with what you want to do. It doesn't have to do with the pay. It has to do with more where you would be happier or satisfied, is what
they're
telling me.
Well, they're both jobs are a little bit different from what I'm doing now. So either way, I will have to retrain myself and get additional courses. But still, it's in the same line of my profession because I have so many years of experience. I am one of the first candidates for any of them.
Right.
It's not possible to find exactly the same thing that you are doing right now. So it's still some kind of, because if it's an advancement. But I'm not even sure that I'll get any of them. So you feel that there will be another job?
Yes, I'm showing there's a third position, and that's probably the one that you'll be securing. It's not there now, but it will be. That's what they're saying. It's a little bit after that. It will come open. It will come up.
Because I really like to be full-timer, and I'm willing to retrain and learn new things because financially it's very difficult right now, and it was hiring freeze in most companies where I live for several years. It's the first time, and I had a lot of hopes for these jobs. And
I think you should just keep a positive attitude and go in there with the thought that you are going to get something. So you need to go in with that attitude because you are.
Well, actually, I have something now, and it's a part-time job, and it doesn't pay my bills at all. So
no,
I only wanted
a
full-time job, and they didn't have full-time openings for 3 years. I was waiting because I cannot relocate either. So it was a difficult situation geographically. I couldn't relocate. They may not have anything for the next 3 or 4 years after these two jobs. Because the job market is not great.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to worry. That's what they're telling me. You don't have to worry.
Okay, so you think it will be a full-time job if I get anything?
Yeah. I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I do, and I will be before the end of the year. So if it's not one of these two, which you have a good shot at, it's going to be a third position that opens up. It keeps saying that, a third position that does open up. And it's
okay.
Not there now, but it will be.
Okay. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Dina. I hope so.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, and we have a minute here with the energy. We also have, before you go with the energy, we've also had a couple other winners coming in. We took from the room now. We're just moving around, being psychics gone wild madness. Madness is that we had a winner in the room. I'm waiting for them to email me back. If they want to play, I'll give them a few minutes. If not, we'll give the prize away to someone else. It is Cosmic Conspiracies, January 2013, Psychic Jethro and Patricia McLean, a memoir, Psychic to the Rich and Famous, Cosmic Conspiracy. That book is the first time we've had that on here to give away, and you just won it, member in the room. So we're going to turn around and go to our next caller with Andrew, and our next caller is a 661. Let's have some fun, 661. 661, are you shy?
Hello?
I'm embarrassed. Hi, I'm embarrassed. I didn't mean to be silly. How are you?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Do you have a
question? Yeah, I can hear you.
Andrew?
Hi, Jethro. It's Ashley. How are you?
Good. Doing really good. And you are the wild one in California, friend. I'm glad you called in. We are doing some stuff here. And would you like to ask our Andrew a question?
Yeah. I just obviously have spoken with you, and I just love getting other perspectives. I just went through some craziness. And just want to see what you see going on.
And the current situation, what's currently going on with you right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can barely hear you. Hold on 1 second. Now. What was your first name again?
Ashley.
Hi.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah, it's Mercury. We got to have the hands up, you guys. If you're doing the speaker, make sure your mouth is
up.
We're going to try. I'm doing what technical I can, but it's just crazy.
Yeah, I apologize
about that.
My phone.
What?
Is someone talking?
Andrew, we can't hear you.
What I'm getting right now is that you turn on the rocking down. So there's
I still can't hear you.
There's going to be some rest in a couple days. Basically, what I see is a snake covering a jewel.
Jethro, can you hear him?
We can, and I apologize because we're going to have to let him know. We'll go ahead and do it, and the guys will go ahead with him, and he just got out. The phones are doing that. We'll talk to you just for a second here. Dina, would you step in for a little bit and read a little bit here with her as we're going through?
Can you re-ask the question, please?
No, I had just said that I had just recently, over the last week or so, went through a pretty extreme craziness and just healing and recouping now. But just want to see like what you see going on and what's coming up for me.
Hmm. Well, I feel like there was like a whirlwind that went around you. A big old whirlwind and a lot of things going on at once, and something about, did you just make a move?
No.
Like either in a job or something?
No.
Because they're saying something about, a move. I don't know if that's coming up. But anyway, what they're showing me is that you finally settled out a little. You know, you went through this big old, wow, it all hit at once, like type of thing. And it settled out a little, so now that you can breathe a little bit, although we're in Mercury retrograde, so you've still got some more things to go, you can start to, like they're saying, you can start to choose, like you're choosing. They're showing choosing. Did you have to make some choices?
Not necessarily.
As you're choosing, they're telling you you can start to choose. They're showing you putting one foot in front of the other. So
yeah, no. Everything that I have going on right now is just basically My life moving forward is dependent on a business venture going through and actually starting to run.
Right. That's the move in the job. That's what they showed me. The new movement in the job. When I asked
new,
you
if movement, not an actual
yes.
move. I thought you meant a move.
No.
I was like, not moving jobs or anything.
No, it's movement or move, moving forward, move. Because they're showing me you putting one foot in front of the other and having new movement, and things are settling out, and that you can now just start to everything's gonna come around, and it's going to work out for you. But there's a few more things that have to go on, and a few more things that have to be decided or go on. But is there three people involved in this?
I don't know. Kind of.
Because they're showing me other people are having to be in this situation or this decision or movement or whatever it is.
Kind of.
Yeah. So, and did one of you have to invest some money quite a bit?
Yes.
Yeah. Cause, so they're showing me that that it is a good investment, that it will go forward. But it's just a few more bugs to be worked out, a few more things to be worked out, and there's also some legal stuff that needs to be done, you know, to be putting everything in place. And also, is this something you've been wanting to do for quite some time?
The main project I'm working on, we've been working on for 8 months, and it was supposed to be done 8 months ago and wasn't.
Yeah.
We have everything completed now. It's just the other party that hasn't provided what they're supposed to.
Right. That's the stuff that they say you have to wait on. Yeah. But I feel like they're working on it. You know, this other person.
I actually have been trying to contact the other party. Me and my business partner for the last week, and we haven't even gotten a answer or return call or anything.
Oh, so there's the three people. Yeah. I feel like they're working on it, but I feel like that there's some bit of it that they're still going through or working on. That's why they haven't contacted you back. There's still, they're just showing me legal, something legal that they have to work out or figure out. And that's kind of what's going on. That's kind of what they're working on. So, it will all come to a head or to a point where you're going to know what's going on. But it's going to be probably two more weeks, at least.
Two?
And then you can start to move forward, because that's what they're showing me, moving forward, forward movement.
Great. So you think a couple more weeks?
A couple more weeks, yeah. Like don't, this person, this other person you're waiting on is still putting some last-minute things in place before they can really answer you, I guess, is the thing.
Okay.
You know, or really, you know, so everybody is on their own time frame here, even though you all wanted it to happen at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like it's pretty good. You just have you got all your legal stuff in place?
Yeah, everything on my side is done. It's with them, so. Okay.
Yeah. Just make sure, always make sure that you've dotted your I's and crossed the T's. That's what they're telling you.
Yeah, we've done all of that. They just haven't done theirs, so.
Yeah.
Just patiently waiting.
Yeah, that's what it feels like they're just not done.
Patiently waiting.
Mhm. But it will come.
Okay.
It will come to a fruition, and it'll probably take a year or two to really get it to where you want it to be.
Okay.
You know, like really, really where you want it to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ashley. And we've gotten back. We got our Andrew. The phones are throwing people around. They're doing the Mercury. Andrew, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. We're having a little trouble with hearing you, so I may have you check your speaker on the right side there. It's like a little staircase. Make sure that it's marked, that you've got the little block isn't marked, because the microphone on this end is doing it. It isn't the same thing to me with my readings today.
Yeah. Can you hear me now? My phone for the past yesterday and today has been really crazy on reception.
It's Mercury. It's in full swing. We're going to try and take the next caller for you. We've got 302. Would you like to talk to Andrew?
Yes, I would.
How are you doing today? What's your name?
My name is Debbie.
And how can I help you today, Debbie?
I wanted to know about some future plans that I have, and I'm wondering what you see manifesting with them.
Okay. But basically, just from now, before I pull my cards out, I see a mellow energy, kind of not so vibrant, not so high. It seems that your future plans, it's not that you're overshooting anything. It seems like there's something else you have to accomplish beforehand. It's kind of like how people, they got to crawl, walk, run. You're trying to get to the run stage from crawling. There's something in the middle you have to achieve. It's not saying it's not going to happen, but there's something else that's going to come up that's going to prolong it that needs to take place first. And that's just going off just from the question in general before I even pulled out any cards here. Yep, what else in the middle was having your own thoughts and ideals of the situation to begin with. Here I got the Knave of Wands. It shows me a dream catcher, basically showing that you've got a lot going on in your current situation here, or what's kind of be blocking you. The thing you have to sort out is things with you in your own environment first. The energy itself is speaking to me that you're trying to get everything done at once. Take everything at a step at a time, and there's going to be a couple more obstacles come up that you're going to have to achieve first before this actually comes to flourish and comes to pulse. Like I said, the energy is kind of mellow, low vibration, meaning that there's other things out coming as well. So it's not going to stop you. It's just going to hesitate a little bit longer than you had expected to begin with. Keynote, write down what the goal is and write everything down that could be in the way of personal. Because I think from what I'm seeing here, it's just personal issues in the way that's going to prevent you from getting to this goal quicker.
Okay. Sounds about right.
Okay. Does that give you any help?
Yes, it does.
Okay. If you have any questions, and I would love to hear from you, I know my email's in the chat room, or if you don't have it, go to Psychics Gone Wild and look me up and just write me an email. Let me know what's going on. Let me know how it's happened. If there's anything else I can do to help you, please let me know.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you and blessings. And we gave the room a time in Gone Madness. We got to give that book again. We've got a hot book here, and it's called Cosmic Conspiracy, Psychic to the Rich and Famous, a memoir by Patricia McLean, phenomenal lady. We are going to turn around and give this prize to, we have a winner here. We got a person that mailed in and sent in to us when we were going wild in Christmas. It's Kareen in Pennsylvania. Kareen, thank you, and you are now the winner of Cosmic Conspiracy by Patricia McLean. Signed, it has Love and Light by Patricia McLean. So that's a signed copy going to you. I hope you guys are getting a little wilder, because now we've got to take a few minutes here. Get ready to take your little break. We're going to play a new song. I want you guys to really listen. I know you guys do it, but Monday, the Healing Fountain. I want you to go on there, and I want you to surprise them, because their guest is not going to be Psychic Jethro. He's been over there, not on the little greedy pig. It's going to be Kelly Kohler. I want you to go over Monday, and I want you to just rev them up. Show our support from Psychic's Gone Wild. She will be on there Monday on one of the top shows on Blog Talk Radio. And the song I'm going to play for you now is Twin Soul by Jen Christie Drinkle, the founder of Healing Fountain, and just a very positive individual in the United Kingdom. So get ready to take that few minutes break. In 3 minutes, we'll be right back with Andrew, Dina, Jethro, and I think we still got a few more prizes. We haven't got to our Psychic's people yet. We've been doing the other people. Don't go anywhere. Have some fun.
There's only a
beautiful. Thank you, Jen, from United Kingdom, and all of you who've been listening and having a lot of fun. We've had a new prize idea. We have nominated in the room, and so this individual, I can tell you she uses an alias, and I will tell her, Isabel, in the room, you just won a prize. The prize is a big one. We've been waiting for somebody to nominate one of the other listeners. We've had this going on for about 3 months. And you won the big one. You won your soul contract decoded, discovering the spiritual map of your life with numerology by Nicholas David Mann. Remember him, Gina?
Oh, yes. I was just thinking of him just before you mentioned that.
She just won that one. So she's taking that home. Isabel just won that. I've got that marked with her name on it. We want all of you guys to take this. And I know you guys are going, Jethro, what are you doing? What I'm doing is we get a lot of free books. And I read so much. These books that you're getting are brand new books that are by our people who come on the show. They offer to do it. They send me these books and they say, give them away. Me and Gina went on with Nicholas. We had a blast. He read the souls. He read the energies. He read souls. He read the souls of their feet. He read the numbers for everybody. He told me in steps with me, with Gina, other individuals. And so he told me, he says, I've got a few of these books and I want to give them away. And he said, you guys were like family. So we held on to this and said, okay, we're going to have somebody come through. Well, through the room, they nominated our twin soul loving person here. I think she's our kindred spirit, but Isabel, you won that. Going into energy, we're going to talk for a few minutes, get a little bit of a break. You guys, and our psychics will be right back. We got a bunch of you waiting. Don't go anywhere on the phone because we still got some reading. We got Andrew, we've got Dina waiting to do this. We got a question here for Andrew. They're asking Andrew, as a male doing this type of work, have you changed with what you used to do, or were you always into this type of thing?
Actually, doing this actually changed who I was all to begin with, all together. If you read my bio, it's up there. I am a veteran in the United States Army of 10 years. I was artillery, infantry. Even before I went in the Army, I have medical training in the EMT field. So with my metaphysics and my Reiki, I did like a 360 on the whole medical healing part and gone to the non-physical form of healing. Me as a person, this itself changed my outlook on life, changed me as a person. It redefined me. So yes, I went through a lot of changes as a male in this field, changing on how I outlook towards people, how I connected with people. And a lot of people look at me and they think I'm this really manly man, tough, mean, aggravated towards people. It's not the case. Soft heart, easy spoken, able to talk to people and connect with them. People are offset by that because of my own, the way I work and the way I present myself, because my time in service, and then I actually talk to them. They're like, well, you perceive this in the larger picture. So, yes, I do change. I have changed in this field. Yes.
Well, thank you, Mark, from Kansas City, writing that. And we've got an individual here writing to Gina. Gina, every time I listen to the show, you seem to joke around. What exactly were you discussing about when you said you were healing people and you've been doing it all these years? Do you actually heal physically, or is it aura healing? You're saying, Lori.
Yeah. I call it a soul healing, I guess. I can go in. I have the ability to see inside your body. So I can go in and clear. We all have a lot of yucky gunk we carry around, from either past lives or from all your life in this life, or with, picking up other people's energies or just the negative things that's happened to you, and they stay stored in your body until you release them. So I can go in and clear that, but I can also work on people with ailments. So if you have ailments, I can go in and work on that. I've worked on people with cancer and heart disease and all kinds of things. So I do all of it, but then after we take the gunk out, I go in and fill you up. So you just can't leave you empty. What happens is your body needs love and light. So that's what you're doing, is you're taking all this darkness or this, negative stuff out of your body and filling it up with light stuff. Instead of being heavy, it's light. And it's amazing. People feel amazingly wonderful. And it's not, sometimes you need several sessions. It's not temporary. It's like, this is it. This will change your life type of thing.
And it's very intense. Now, you guys have, I have a lot of individuals who, I know that we explain this a lot of times with iTunes, those of you listening in. Remember to call 773-897-6461. I do have a new phone, And I laugh because now I can check on you without it doing all those wild sounds you used to hurt. But I've had like 18 calls, and I know you guys are trying to get in to talk. I can't put you through my phone, through the Skype, because I'm really magical, but I'm not that magical. So call 773-897-6461. Andrew Romine is very excellent. Dana is remarkable. You guys know what we're doing. What we're doing is we're helping you. I had a person argue with me today on ascension, and that's the question we've got with Andrew. I've got this written by Brittany from, I think it's supposed to be El Paso, but it's like a funny thing. It's okay. I'm having the same Mercury retrograde. Brittany's writing here, I have been feeling all of these energies, Andrew. I keep having my head spin. A psychic told me I was doing ascension. She sent me to a healer. They put an egg upon my hand and then held my head and asked me how the egg felt. I did not know. Am I ascending?
Ascension of the soul is the same thing as calling awakening. When you start to awaken your spirit, you become more in tune to things. There are many, many symptoms, physical ailments that come in. A dizzy head is an example, nauseous, tingling in the skin, a lot of migraines, headaches, the pulling of energy, being able to sense it and actually know it's there. That is a symptom of ascension or awakening. So, yes, that is one of them. Now, you just have to meditate, find yourself, and find out what you're ascending into, what path you're walking now, where you're going to be more aware of, and that comes with spiritual journey and meditation. But, yes, that is a symptom or a sign of ascending or awakening.
Very good, Andrew. And I want to tell you, you know, Brittany, if they're doing that with, I know of egg cleansings from an old teacher of mine that did metaphysically. It's one of the best. You go down and buy the egg. Make sure, because I can tell you in Texas, they did prove that sometimes they were using different types of eggs. So when they opened it, you'd get a little freaked out. I do know there's real actual stuff. Dina, can you iterate a little bit of some of the older healing stuff? We're not going to kill our ages, but what we can say about some of this that she's asking about. I think she's talking about, you know what I mean? Like when I used to use the egg in the jar. You know?
Yeah. That's before my time. No.
Just because that was a band that
was my time.
No. Both of you are grounded. Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, the stuff that I did back then to now seems very archaic, kind of, you know. Just did a lot of that sort of thing. And I mean, it's still good, though. It's like goes way back. You know, it goes back further than us. A lot of this older sort of stuff, this older healing stuff. You know, like the old wives' tale type of stuff.
I had a healing with a coconut, and they cowabunga'd me, and I got to tell you, it heals me. If you guys have ever been sick with something really scary, the gentleman did the healing for me. He used a coconut. Most people use eggs or flowers in the way they do this, and he was speaking in Spanish. I know El Paquillo del Español, and I know that whatever he was cussing or whatever was going on, he scared me, and I didn't know. I mean, because the man was talking, all I could sense was he had this in his hand. I felt this touching my back. I'm like, you know, I'm trying to sense what he's saying in Spanish, and he's talking to the Lord and having him heal. And then he turned me around and just put that coconut to my head like a cowabunga. You want to talk about, I was saved. I had to see no more. And then I laughed because it did work. I do say it was what was bothering me and something that was going on. But it, like you said, those old matches, I believe, and I know that any and all things are possible. And I know, like you said there, I know of a gentleman that he scared me because he told me, he says, we're going to have to work with you. We're going to have to set you down. And he says, these are the tools I'm going to use. And then he opened up what looked like the wickedest weapons of the world. And I'm like, dude, I'm not into surgery, and everything I brought in, I'm taking with me. I'm thinking, you know, I got imagination. I'm a scorpion. I'm like, my teacher had me go to this healing. I'm like, this man was supposedly good. They didn't tell me he was a voodoo man. What he took out of that was he took this little bit of energy out of a little pocket, put it down, and I'm thinking, oh, now he's going to have me smoke it. You know, my ex was like, no, I'm not smoking. None of that stuff was ever utilized. He sat down and took the red from my hand, did the energy, and someone told me later it was a type of voodoo. He did blow the powder at it, but what happened was the problems I was having stopped again. I don't know, you guys are going to say cancerous on stuff. I'm not, but like Dina said, some of the stuff works. I just do a little caution, which we were saying before, because really good people, you always respect them, but make sure and get that. You know, I've had word of references. I've had people tell me this person, and then I went there because I you know, I love this, and I am psychic, so I want to see it. And I've met the most phenomenal people. I've met people that could do this. I've also went, and I had a lady tell me, leave everything here, leave the money, and then I will go to church and tell you later. And it's like, no, I can go to church on my own. So just a word of warning to you guys that are checking this out. Let's get some people in fun. I know you're going to want to read 703. You're on, and you're on live with Dina. How are you, 703? 703, have you got a frog in your pocket? I can hear him. No? Okay, we've got a listener. That's fine. You don't have to be wild. How about 818? Okay, 818 is... Hello, yes, you get to be live. How are you?
Is this me?
It's you. You're on live on Psychic Squad. Wow, we got a... The phones are dropping like you're knocking the people off. What kind of magic are you doing?
I'm not doing no magic.
Okay, I'm teasing you. Would you like to ask our phenomenal Dina a psychic question about your future?
Yeah. Can you just tell me about my future?
Give her a name.
Do I?
Yeah. What's that?
Hello? Okay, are you there?
We're here. We just need to get your first name so we have permission from your guides. There's millions of people out here, and if we just turn around, even with the show, we've got like a couple thousand. We'll get all of the stuff. And I apologize, Dean. I didn't mean to step in there. Just to help you along, 818. Give her your name, and you want to give her something more. You know, even if people say general reading, that'll generally give you something. But if you give her a piece, then her guides will focus in. If you just say, okay, give me a reading, where we're getting a lot of energy. I'm getting like there's two people. I also get someone's pregnant. I'm hearing this really weird sound that someone has a problem with someone's sexual belief. So I we need to get a little more so we can narrow it in. And your guides give us permission by you giving these your name.
Okay, my name is Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. So what would you like to know? What part of your future would you like to know?
I want to know about why I feel like I'm at a high vibration right now.
Why you're not a high vibration?
No, why do I feel I'm at a high vibration right now?
Why do I feel what at a high vibration?
She's feeling at a high vibration, Dina.
I guess I'm not under... I can only hear bits and pieces for some reason. Why... Can you ask it one more time, and then maybe I can hear it.
Okay, I'm wondering why I feel at a... Like I'm at a high vibration right now.
Oh, you're at a... You want to know why you're at a high vibration.
Yeah, or awakening symptoms, whatever. Don't matter.
So you're wondering why you're still at them, having them?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, they're showing me that you're right in the middle of it. You're right in the middle of, like, you did something not too long ago that kind of switched gears for you. Is that true?
What?
Like, you did something not too long ago that kind of switched gears for you. It elevated you.
Is that a good thing?
Yes, it is a good thing. Yes. Because whatever you did not too long ago, spiritually or metaphysically, it moved you up to the next level. So why you're feeling a higher vibration or a high vibration still is because you're now starting into the next level. So now you have to learn or get to know that or... your energies have to match in this next level. So right now they're not matching. So one energy has to catch up to the next. So you moved forward, but you don't know what to do with this moving forward. You don't know how to, because you're not familiar with it. So all that's a matter of is you catching up to that vibration, that higher vibration. Also, they're saying for you to keep going with this, to embrace it, not be afraid of it or what have you, to really embrace it and to keep going with it, keep studying it, because you're going to be doing this work.
So is it because I'm psychic?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're psychic and you're also empathic. You feel things.
Yeah, so, I do. It's kind of weird, but cool.
You got to do some protection exercises too, because you tend to get a lot of people stuff. That's the empathic part. So you've got to learn protection exercises, so you're not taking on all this stuff. so that, that this vibration can find its balance. Otherwise, it's going to be keep vibrating at a weird rate because you're not going to be balanced out. So the key for you
now. So is
now,
it saying that I'm imbalanced right now? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, it's saying that your vibrations have to catch up to each other. In other words, this jump that you just made, you're not. It's like being in a different body or being in a different skin. And so all you have to do now that you're aware of it and know it is just fit into that skin, you know. So you're just it's just a matter of studying it more and doing some protection exercises and some grounding exercises and some meditation. So meditation would be very key too. And then you'll see yourself going in being leveled out in this next level. And you will be doing this work because you are psychic.
All right.
Pauline, don't
Thank
you go anywhere.
Thank you for reading.
Pauline, please stay on the phone. Would you do us a favor here and talk to Andrew, too, so we can give you the card reading? Because what you're doing is you're sending out three vibrations. All of us are helping, and I laugh. We've also hit a really funny thing. Mercury just took about 17 callers with it. We don't know where they are, but please call back. Pauline, please don't run away. Talk here a little bit. Andrew, would you, have you got your cards handy? What are you picking up for Pauline?
Yeah, actually, I already did a spread while she was talking because I picked up on her vibration. The reason why you're unbalanced is because your group of friends or a group of people that you associate with, you're starting to see that they are no longer beneficial for your growth. You're going to start seeing your friends, your circle change. You're going to meet new people that are going to be beneficial for your growth. As she said, you've advanced into another level. The friends and circles and people that you associate with are going to not help your growth. They're going to hold you back. So you're going to start seeing your friends drop off a little at a time. This is normal, too. This is the universe speaking to you, saying you just went from one group to another, and you're going to get more friends that are more like you, that are going to help you develop, that would be more beneficial to you. Because I'm getting that the friends that you have or associates that you have or connections, they're actually taking a lot from you. That's causing your imbalance, not only physically, but emotionally. They're taking you. They're draining you down. That's wasting your energy. That's what's throwing you off. And that's why this higher vibration that you have is more acknowledgeable to you, because you can feel something coming, but you don't know where it's going. It's going to other people that are basically draining your energy. And I agree with Dina. You're going into another realm where you feel things from other people. Is you're becoming empathic. You're starting to feel their emotions, and then you'll start hearing their thoughts inside of you as if you already heard them. That's another thing you're going to have. You ever get in a conversation to where you can finish someone's sentence before they say it, or you know they're going to say something and it doesn't surprise you, but weirds you at the same time? That's part of the empathic trait you'll have. And these friends that you're around, you're going to have to start pulling away from them, because if they keep pulling off of you, it's going to emotionally drain you, cause you physical problems, much like you're getting neck spasms and lower back issues right now. That's because you're trying to hold so much in. Meditation, self-awareness, I've got meditation videos on my Facebook page, just learn how to meditate. Only take 10 minutes out of your day to do this. That's all you need. Meditation, you don't have to sit for hours on end. You don't have to try to clear your thoughts. What meditation really is just clearing the energy off of you. You're going to have thoughts going through your mind. Sit in a quiet room for 10 minutes. Relax, listen to music, and be at one with everything around you, with nature if you have to. You like being out in the forest or the woods, being outside? You're going to start feeling connections to things around you. You're going to start feeling more at home around nature. Being outside, you'll feel more relaxed with the weather. So, and as she was reading, I already got the cards out, and then Jeffrey threw you over to me, so I was like, oh, Lord, for you. But did that basically make sense for you of what's going on with you?
Yeah, I need to meditate more.
Just 10 minutes a day every day. That's all you need to do. And try to do it the same time every day, like 9 o'clock in the evening or 10 o'clock in the evening. Do it right before you go to bed if you have to. But try to do it at the same time.
So vibrations from people that don't like me?
Not that they don't like you. They may like you. They may astound you. They may hold you up on a pedestal. But the problem is that they're taking so much energy off of you. They're taking and taking and taking metaphysically more than they're returning to you. A connection is a two-way street. Like a relationship, it's a two-way street. If you're in a relationship with a guy or girl, whichever way it will be for you, if you keep giving and giving and giving, but they're not giving back, it's going to fail. You see where I'm going? See how I'm trying to explain that? I'm trying to hit every avenue. It's not that they don't like you. They like you. They adore you. But they're not going to be good for your development, your growth. Your surroundings will also reflect your growth as well. Living in a comfortable environment, making your home situation your home, feeling protected in your home where you can rest at night and relax. You have to be able to relax within your skin as well. Feel at one with your body, because when you start resonating at a higher frequency, you have to also transform your own thoughts and knowledge to equal that vibration, because then you'll feel like you don't belong anywhere. Like everywhere you go, you feel like you're an alien or you don't feel like you fit in. That's another symptom of a higher vibration and not understanding. But once you start to understand your base needs and requirements for your own energy, you'll feel more comfortable in your skin.
And Pauline, we hate to run when you got to have a reading for both, I should tell it, but you also were the winner of the Litmus Bee Reading with the Stones, which is a psychic book. Are you okay?
Do what?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just can't hear.
Okay, you feel like it. I don't know. I had a feeling I had to check on you. I was a little worried about you. You won Litmus Bee, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones by Gary Wimmer. It's one of the books that's out. There's only one book out there, and it's Gary Wimmer's. You want a copy of it, and you'll get a hold of me at psychicsgonewild.com and put down, I do have your name, and give me your telephone number, and turn around and give me your snail mail address. I'll send you that free book by Gary, okay?
Lucky girl. Hi. That's the book.
Yeah, that's a good book. Gary's a phenomenal man. And like Dina said, Dina, when you were working with other individuals, and we've had a lot of individuals saying that you went through some other times in your life, what would you say would be one of the most intense cases that you can share over the radio? I know that you've healed a lady on the radio. You were here on a Thursday night when a person asked. But can you share a little bit without giving away names, you don't want to ever, you know, hurt confidentiality, because this is a private practice, we all do, and we are under oath. But I want you to kind of iterate maybe a case or a scenario of something that you can say without giving away the name of someone you've helped recently.
I helped this guy. It was a medium reading, because I do medium work too. And he came in, and he said, I want to know about my friend such and such. And I said, oh, he's passed over. And he goes, yes. And so I was reading him, and it showed me clearly that I said, okay, your boat capsized, and, you know, he drowned and so on. So I gave him all these messages, like it happened nine years ago, and he hadn't even begun to deal with it. And he was just now wanting to deal with it. So he got all these messages from his friend that had passed on, that of letting it go. And so, wow, it was such a healing to him. He was so healed. He was so thankful. It was amazing what everything that came through, that this person wanted to tell him it wasn't his fault and to let it go and everything. So that was probably one of the more recent ones. I've had many, gosh, I've had so many, but that to me was phenomenal, when you could heal somebody like that and help them.
Found that with most friends that work in this, it's like what Andrew was saying earlier with the ascension and the individuals and the energy is so true. You both are good people. That's why you're doing this. I've done this a lot of years. I'm not going to say how long. But what really amazed me when the guys told me to do PsychicsGoneWild.com, they said, go do PsychicsGoneWild. I laughed, and now I found out that there's another wild show out there, and everybody was like, Jethro, do you not know? No, I didn't, because I didn't watch a lot of TV. What I love about it is that Gone Wild is what we are. I have an individual, every time I do Fridays on in Canada, or I do it on Roku television and Spirit Radio and A1R Radio, I've had people write me, what does it mean? Gone Wild is exactly what Dina and Andrew are. They're wild individuals who are just living life like a wild horse. Those of you who know where I came from, I come from the Rocky Mountains. If you've ever seen a Mustang or a wild animal enjoying life, headed out there just running, that's what these psychics are doing. We're not doing this to get big names, to get known on the show of whatever space is out there. We're not doing it because, and actually me and Gina have been on magazines now. Thank you from our work, and I know that Andrew's headed there. What I love when we do it and why we do it is because of you guys. Speaking of, we've got a one here that loves Andrew and wrote in the room, she's got to have a minute with him. So, Andrew, I heard he looks like Tom Selleck. I got a joke. I'm sorry, Saturday, that I said Selica. I don't know who Tom Selleck or Selica was, but I guess it's Tom Selleck. Am I correct? Is it Tom Selleck? Oh, there's that. She knew who it was. Okay, how are you, 850? Would you like to talk to our Andrew, the Tom Selleck?
Oh, I'd love to talk to Andrew. This is Sally. How are you? Hi Dina.
Sally.
Hi.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine. We have a lot in common because my dad was a colonel in the Army and my mother was an Army nurse, and I was an Air Force nurse back in the olden days.
How can I help you?
I would like to talk to you about, I think that young girl is still on the line, maybe. I had that feeling, but maybe I'm wrong. But I wanted to talk to you about... I'm really opening up right now more so, and all of a sudden, I know my Indian guide and all of that and have worked with him over the years, but all of a sudden, I'm being pulled more in that direction with my Native American things, and I wanted to talk to you about that, what you think that's about.
Native American, As everyone knows, I do shamanistic healing Native American. It's just the animals and the totems that you follow. Do you know your spirit guide? Find out what the spirit guide is or what the animal is, and research the animal to find out things about you, because the animal will have certain attributes that will speak to you on either what you're going to excel at or what you need to work at.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell that because we were both medical, I was an EMT for the state of Tennessee, and I'm also a Reiki master. I could tell that even from talking to you, your voice is very soft-spoken, and you can take people's pain just by talking to them. You can help push that negativity out just by laying your hand. I could see you laying your hand on someone's hand and just speaking to them, and their body will be full of warm, loving light. You have a very, very easy tone to you, a very passionate energy to just talk to people, and you can help them work through their issues, and you help people think. So you help ease their soul, quiet their mind, and let their heart work. That, I think, an attribute that you're going to go to. If I were you, I would look up the owl. It has to do a lot with it. I'm getting a strong sense that an owl would be a good spirit guide for you.
Right. Right, that's right. I've felt that, and may I just ask one little thing in adjunct to that? I am getting ready. Well, I am in the process of studying with Sandy Anastasi, who was the mentor for John Edward, and I'm in the throes of that right now. But I'm also going through a lot of transition in my home, et cetera, and I'm wondering if this is a bad time for me to follow through with this right now. Or if I should just put it on hold till things change here.
Yes, I'm getting, when you say transition your home, are you moving or is someone leaving? And there's
my husband is getting ready to make his transition soon.
Transition for?
Pardon?
Transition out of spirit?
To spirit, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yes. Yes, what I'm getting... handle that, because that alone is going to be an emotional, traumatic move for you, even though you're preparing for it. We had a saying in the military, you can train and train and train all you want for an event, but there's no real training until you actually get to it. You don't know how you're going to handle it. Same thing when I was in combat. You can train all your life for combat. You can train all this time, all this energy put into it, but you will never fully experience what it means to go through it until it happens. So yes, take care of that first, because you're gonna have to ground yourself. You're gonna have to mourn the passing. You're gonna have to let him go and then welcome him into the spirit world and be thankful that he's moved on to this next life. Once you've done that and let go, then you can progress into your own evolution. Now here's also the tricky thing: among being prepared for his passing, you too will start to ascend or grow more spiritually, learning more of what it means to feel the energy. Knowing that even though his physical body is gone, metaphysically, he never leaves us.
Oh, right, I know.
Because where the divine holds us eternally in his heart, we hold him in ours. Therefore, we are all connected, whether physically or metaphysically. Even though he's beyond our physical sight, our heart knows He's always with us, and keeping that knowledge will help you progress, knowing He's always at your side to help you on this. And I feel that He, even though He's about to progress over, He is very supportive of you in your dreams and your hopes and your aspirations.
Yes,
and
He is.
He will continue to do so on the other side as well.
All right,
keep that in mind.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sally,
love
for
you
calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We love you, and we're glad you called in. And now we got to go a little bit more. We've got the Gone Wild down. We're at the last 10 minutes, and you thought we ran out of prizes. I didn't get to put my book in. I get to do a Gone Wild prize. We're putting a Living in the Psychic Realm, signed by Psychic Jethro, with a Dearest One, pulling out a name here. We have, oh my gosh, we have Danny Marie in West Hills, California. Danny, you also hit the point here, because what we've got now, because we've only got 10 minutes of the show and we've had such good readings from our two phenomenal Andrew Romine and Dina Flanagan, you also are going to be the winner of the biography of you-know-who, Gary Wimmer. So you're going to get double booked. So be watching your mail, because it also, and I apologize here, because now the phones are going really crazy, you guys. In 9 minutes, if we can read all of you and flip you through here, you'll be pancakes, and we'll be the happy kids. We'll try to get one or two more in, but you're going to get a copy of A Second in Eternity by Gary Wimmer. Danny Marie, we love you, and thank you for putting me in. You made me feel good. You made me cry. You put down, I love you guys. You guys make me feel so good. You make us so good. And
I want a reading from Andrew. Get over there.
And it's getting to be more and more intense as you guys are doing this exchange. And we're going to have the readers do exchange again. Dina, do you remember when we did that? You and Ryan, everybody was doing the exchanges on the show?
Yeah.
I got the best readings from you guys. Now you know me. You never tell me nothing.
I hear from me. I'm like, wait a minute. I want one of those readings.
We've come to a new level, and that's what the angels was asking us. I say angels was asking us. Now you're going to tease me about my speech. We were discussing and have been asked by the angels to bring in a stronger light. Those of us were listening in last year when Dina was told that the world was coming to an end and that we were all ascending. And Dina politely said, no, that's not what's going to happen. And we had a breakthrough at that point. Our radio station and our blog talk friends and family all came in and said, okay, what's happening? Why are these people calling these questions? And we had a breakthrough with the fact that all of a sudden we went to A1R and Spirit Radio right after that. So, Dina, we're going to put you on the spot. We've coined Dina as our lucky one. We want to ask Dina this question. And I have a couple other psychic Gone Wild hosts and hostesses, because I'm the one that talks to everybody, as we all know. Dina, what I'm supposed to ask you is, it has been prophesied that we're going to be on a TV. Now, there is five choices of what TV network is going to be on, and they laughed at me because I didn't know one of the three. So you guys, okay, I wasn't born poor. My family never played with TV. It's very little that I watch TV. So the question is to ask Dina Flanagan, what network is Psychic Gone Wild going to be on?
I'm getting an A. How many begin with A?
They've got two of them.
A and E is one of them, is it?
Yes.
Okay, because they're showing, I don't know, they're showing the A and E, but it's a good possibility that it's A and E.
And we got Andrew here. Andrew, what are you feeling? We're going to see with you. Are you feeling that, or are you feeling something different, or are you?
Yeah, I was actually filming either in the ABC or an NBC is what I was getting pulled to.
My first one was ABC, but then they switched over to A&E because I think it's going to be a toss-up.
You guys are teasing me because that's the one I blew it. I when they asked me, I said, why would someone have ABC? I go, is this a joke?
Yeah.
And they're like, it's not a joke. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm not a hillbilly, but we had a very intense time, so I'm learning about this. So we've got that down, A&E, ABC. We're going to one more person. We got 5 minutes to whip you through. You got the wildest night of all. You got to be on Psychic's Gone Wild Madness. Don't forget, we're going to be giving away books Monday. We've got Bonnie. Oh, my gosh, you guys, if you haven't listened to little cute, adorable Bonnie, she will talk about it. She is very intense. Bonnie's going to be on with Gary Wimmer. And Gary Wimmer's not only very phenomenal, he's read with tools. He explained to us how, which you guys just won the Book of Attorney, can tell and read about when Gary passed and went back. Gary was hit with a vehicle in Austin, Texas, was completely out of body. There was nothing. The police and everyone there with the documentation said Mr. Wimmer is headed to the side. They were ready to, you know, they were basically, the ambulance was going at a slow pace. And because they had already called and said, you know, this man is not, cannot be revived from this hit, and he came back to body. And Gary Wimmer's been here. You'll get to hear him on Monday. He's here Mondays live. Definitely, if you guys come on, it's a show like this, but we got to warn you, it's very quick. We have a lot of people, just like we do with you guys tonight. Mercury retrograde's hitting our phones, you guys. I thank all of you. Let's go to 352. We know you've been waiting. You know you've been good. Would you like to ask our two wonderful psychics a question before we roll out the show?
Yes, I had a quick question. I know this is very random, but I wanted to know if you see me picking up a temporary job. And by, what I mean by that is like a little acting job. By the way, my name is Andrea. Ta-da!
And Andrea, you want to know if you're going to pick up an acting job?
Yes, like temporary, nothing like.
No, I feel like that most of your acting is done because you like it, a hobby like. And but I do feel like there's going to be some, a few offers coming up for you, little temporary offers, like spots, I guess you call them. I don't know what you call them, but anyway, I do feel like there'll be a few, and I feel like that this is a good direction for you to go in, and not right now, but. A little bit down the road, you might go more full time into that, is what I see.
Hmm.
But not right now, because you've got other things in life you're doing and whatever. But a little bit down the road, I feel like that when your life opens up a little, you're going to be going full time into the acting and picking up a little bit, you know, more. There'll be more and more.
Okay.
Are you doing musical?
Am I doing what, ma'am?
Are you doing a musical? Have you done any musicals, or are you doing a musical?
No. The only thing I ever done was, like, chorus in school. That's
chorus
it.
Chorus in school.
And
yeah.
I did
violin. Yeah, well, I feel like it's going
to
go somewhere to a musical, like Broadway or musical or something along that lines a little bit later down the road.
But what the temporary, just to do it like that one time, do you see that down the road too, or will that be in a couple of months, or?
No, I feel like you'll be doing a temporary one soon. Yeah, but it will be just like a little, it's not a big part, it's a small part.
I don't care, will I get money for it?
Yeah. Well, they showed me it's mostly for a hobby, so I don't know.
I'm telling.
Yeah. But eventually.
The reason why I asked that is because someone that that I've got in contact with, should I say, said he was writing this play and that he will probably need like a mother role. And I'm thinking, okay, he's just probably saying that just because he's saying it. You know how you say something just to say, well, I'm looking for something, but you, no thanks, you know, kind of sort of like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if it was him that was going to ask me.
It could be. What I saw was just a small part, but I feel like you're just, it's more of a hobby thing rather than a job thing.
Well, we love you, Andrea. I hate to cut you off. Definitely get a hold of us on psychicsgonewild.com. Say, I'm Andrea. I know you. Put down your date of birth, place, and time, and I'll send you a free astrology chart. I'll also send you a little love card that'll tell you who's out there waiting for you with that starry-eyed look. We've got 2 minutes. I'm going to give this one to Andrew. You guys are helping everybody. We've got more people calling in. We can only do 1 more minute and 54 seconds. 7:03, you get to be on with Andrew. Have you got a question real quick for Andrew in 2 minutes?
Yes. The question is, do you see a change of residence coming for me soon?
I'm sorry, what was the question, ma'am?
Do you see a change of residence for me?
Change in residence?
Yes.
changing residence, I feel like the position that you're in has put you in a bad physical position, emotionally draining. You are searching, but I do see something coming to light, opportunity, possibly like an apartment. You might be moving in near someone you know, probably in the next month and a half. Seems like you're getting close to somebody.
He got there, and I apologize. It looks like we've got it on the phone. Which is...
Hello?
And now, 703. So we thank you. We're going to go right on to the fact that we're down to 40 seconds. Gina, tell everybody how to get you. We all know to psychicsgonewild.com. Say hey, and then Andrew, and then we're going to get out that door and on that bus.
Yeah, you can get me at 207-752-1399 or essenceot@aol.com, essenceot@aol.com.
Look on Psychics Media Magazine of August, Gina's picture. It's a hot one. You guys got to see this. It's a good one. She's on the front cover. Her and Angela Bixby, two of our Psychics Gone Wild. We're rocking. Andrew, what do you think you want to tell everybody before we roll on?
Yeah, you guys can get a hold of me at druidreiki, druidreiki @gmail.com, or you can use that email, search me on Facebook at Andrew Spiritual Healing. I'd be happy to hear from anyone.
We love all of you guys. We just hit the knob ones. I got you guys to know, if you didn't see it on Psychics Gone Wild, then don't tell me it's official with me, because we are the best. Forget the rest. I'm going to talk to you guys. Angela and Georgia is going to be here tomorrow night. Saturday, it's a surprise guest. I hope you guys are ready to get intense. She's going to bring in some serious conversation Saturday. Sunday's even crazier. Don't forget those free things on Monday. Talk to you then. Rock on.